Macau government pressuring casinos to end free snack policies. Macau's casino operators are facing pressure from the government to curb the recent trend of offering free snacks to gamblers. According to industry publication Inside Asian Gaming, sources familiar with the situation have confirmed that the Macau government has requested casinos to either eliminate or significantly limit this practice. The move comes amidst complaints from small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs, in Macau. These businesses argue that the constant availability of free food and beverages within the casinos is negatively impacting their ability to compete. Many tourists, particularly those participating in so-called $0 tours, are said to be prioritizing the free casino offerings over venturing out and patronizing local restaurants and cafes. I believe that the casinos will gradually change the mode of serving free snacks in the near future. Free snacks will indeed increase the casino's visitor flow. But whether this will squeeze the room for survival of SMEs or not, the casinos may take this into consideration and make adjustments in order to fulfill their social responsibility, said the president of the Macau Association for Responsible Gaming, Billy Song. $0 tours, a controversial practice, involve tour groups from mainland China being offered free transportation to Macau casinos upon crossing the border. These tours often come with the promise of free meals and entertainment within the casinos, with the ultimate goal being to encourage gambling. Tourists then leave the casinos after consuming the complimentary food and beverages, returning to mainland China without spending any money in the broader Macau economy. While the free snacks may seem like a minor perk for casino patrons, the Macau government is concerned about the long-term effects on the local business landscape. SMEs play a crucial role in Macau's economy, and their struggles due to the casino's free offerings raise concerns about a potential imbalance. Additionally, the government may be wary of the image Macau projects with such practices, potentially attracting a tourist demographic less interested in cultural experiences and more focused on exploiting freebies. Inside Asian Gaming also reported that despite the government's request, free snacks were still readily available in some Macau casinos as of June 12. Casino staff interviewed by the publication claimed they hadn't received any official instructions regarding the discontinuation of the practice. This suggests that negotiations or discussions between the government and concessionaires are likely ongoing. The potential impact on Macau's casino industry remains to be seen. While some concessionaires may view free snacks as a cost-effective way to attract customers, the government's concerns regarding the health of SMEs and the overall tourist experience cannot be ignored. It's possible that a compromise could be reached, with casinos offering a more limited selection of complimentary food or targeting specific times of day for the free snacks. The situation highlights the complex relationship between Macau's casino industry and the broader economy. While the casinos are a significant source of revenue for the region, the government must also ensure a thriving and balanced business environment that benefits all stakeholders. The free snack controversy serves as a reminder of the need to strike a sustainable equilibrium between attracting tourists and fostering a diverse and resilient local economy.